Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon again, folks. This is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And all honor and glory and praise be to the Most High God. Yeshua HaMashiach, Holy Spirit, and our Father, who woke us up this morning and give us life. And we owe our all to Him. He alone is to be glorified. Him alone is to be honored. Turn off this radio. He alone is to be honored and glorified. Father, we just want to thank you right now for your mercies. Just want to thank you for your patience. Just want to thank you for your long suffering. Just want to thank you for your goodness towards us, because you are worthy to be praised, and you are worthy to be loved, and you are worthy to be glorified. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my friends. Thank you, Lord God, for all the people that you have put in my life, all the people that crossed my path, those, oh God, that left footprints on my heart and scars, and there for a reason, and therefore, and if we don't learn, folks, if we don't learn from the mistakes that we've made in life, if we don't learn from the different type of people that pass through our lives, then we're never going to learn. And we are on this journey to learn to discern between good and evil, to learn to discern between good intentions and bad intentions. And even though sometimes it's very hard to discern, you know, because Satan comes like an angel of light, and he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And you know, folks can come to you as if they are actually of God. And I mean, Father, I just want to ask you for spiritual discernment right now. And everyone who is listening or who will be listening to this broadcast, that you may give us a spiritual discernment, because we do need spiritual discernment in these last days. Lord, give us a word in our spirit to, when people come up to us, Lord God, in your name, if they are of you, Lord God, that we will know. And if they are not of you, Lord God, that we will sense, or we will hear a word. Do not associate yourself. Father, we need that. We cannot tell, we cannot know, unless you give us that spiritual discernment. I thank you, Lord. Today I will be talking on a topic not many Christians are familiar with the topic, or not many Christians will want to even listen or hear about what I have to say. Not many Christians will believe. Not many Christians would even consider. But folks, everything is in the Word of God. Everything is in the Bible. Everything can be verified. Everything can be clarified. Angels in the flesh versus the fallen stars, or the fallen angels. Back in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4, this is what the scripture said. Then the word of the Lord came unto me. This is Jeremiah speaking, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then I said, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. Sorry, just lost a page. Ah, Lord, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, but thou shalt go to all that I sent, that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. To be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, said the Lord. And the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my word in your mouth. Lord, let me just continue. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, and to build, and to plant. So the place, the part that I want to focus on today is the Lord told Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet to the nation. So, what many do not understand is that the Lord actually knew Jeremiah before he formed him in the belly. And I know many would try and say, okay, well, of course, because God, he knows everything. He knows everything before it happened, from generation into generation. So he already knew Jeremiah in his mind that he was going to form him. No. I would have believed that. That would have been the first thing for me to believe. Yeah, that's probably what the Lord meant. But no, not after what I'm about to say. Not after what I'm about to say. And what I'm about to say is that the Lord revealed practically the same thing to me. And the Lord did not just reveal it to me willy-nilly, just because he wants to reveal it to me. The Lord revealed to me because I sought him. I sought the Lord from a very, very long time. Oh, I would say for about a good 10 years, I sought the Lord and I asked the Lord constantly, Lord, show me who I was before you placed me in my mother's womb. Show me who I was before I came forth, because I knew in my heart and I knew in my soul and I knew in my mind that I existed. I existed before I came forth out of my mother's womb. Folks, yeah, now what I'm about to tell you here is that I sought the Lord with fear and trembling for about 10 years, wanting to know who I am, where did I come from, why I'm here, why did you, I was pray, I would ask the Lord questions after questions. Lord, why did you brought me here? Why am I here? Why am I a physical person and you are a spiritual being? Why? Why did you create the heavens and the earth and put us here? What have I done? I must have done something. Tell me, please reveal to me who I was before you placed me in my mother's womb. And I would pray that prayer over and over and over and over for probably like 10 years, and probably more than 10 years. And I remember one day I came home from work and I had a friend that I prayed with during lunch break, during my break. We'll meet together and we'll fellowship and pray. And she left and went back to her home state, North Carolina or Virginia or someplace. And I remember I went in, the Lord is revealing so many things to me. And when she left, like, no one wants to hear me talk about the Lord, not at work, not in my family, not nowhere. So I missed her very much. So I got in the shower that evening, and I was talking to the Lord, and I literally started crying. And I said, Father, I miss her so much. I miss Tina so much. No one wants to listen. To hear the things, all these awesome, wonderful things that you're revealing to me, that you're showing to me. And I said, Father, I don't want to be here anymore. I want to come home. I don't want to be here. I just want to come home. And all of a sudden, and I said to him, I'm lonely and I'm tired and I want to come home. And all of a sudden, the Lord downloaded in my spirit that prayer that I pray for years. The Lord downloaded in my spirit. And this is what the Lord said to me. He said, before I placed you in your mother's womb, I knew you and you knew me. You stood before me. I ministered to you while you praised my holy name. I showed you all the mysteries of the universe. I told you that I was going to send you on a journey. And when you get there, you will not remember your former estate. But I have placed the light inside of you. And if you follow the light, you will find your way back to me. Well, that was a shocker. That was something. When the Lord downloaded that in my spirit, the Lord revealed that to me. I was stunned. I was like, wow. Wow. I literally started crying. I must have cried for like a whole month. And I was like, wow. And then when I got over the shock of what the Lord revealed to me, I wanted to know more. I wanted to know, so folks, we are angels in the flesh. Before I even go on some more, we are angels in the flesh. And we, the children of God, who agreed with the Father to bring us here, are fighting. We are literally the children of the fallen angels, the star children. And I think I want to, like, be on this topic for a while because this is very, very important in the times we're living in. The star children are fighting. They're doing battle against the children of God, the other fallen angels that are in the flesh. I'm still struggling to swallow. So I was so distraught when the Lord revealed to me that I stood before Him. He showed me all the mysteries of the universe. So after I got over the shock and I cried, I wanted to know why. Why did he send me here? That was another question I started asking the Lord. Lord, why did you send me here in the flesh? What did I do? I must have done something horrible. I must have done something really wrong. Why you would send me here in the flesh? Why would you separate me from you? why you would send me in this fallen world? Why would you send me here to experience this pain and suffering and age and hardship and insecurity? And why would father separate a child? What have I done wrong? I must have done something horrible for you to separate me from you. And then I must have prayed that prayer for 6 months straight before the Lord answered my prayer. And when the Lord answered my prayer, this is what the Lord revealed to me. The Lord said to me, when the war broke out in heaven, so this is what happened. When the war broke out in heaven. The Lord said to me, when the war broke out in heaven, there was much confusion. And because of the confusion, he said, many of you doubted. Many of you doubted. Folks, it's not just me, but many of you who are out there lost. You feel like you're lost. You feel like a wanderer. You feel like you don't belong here. You are confused. You feel like no one loves you. No one wants you. You feel like you're misunderstood. You feel like you're here for a higher purpose. You feel like members of your family hate you. There's something about you that they hate. You feel, misplaced. You feel you're not satisfied with your life on this earth. You're looking for something and you can't find it. You feel as if you don't belong. And that's okay, because that's how you're supposed to feel, because the scripture tells us, I think especially in Peter, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd Peter, that we are pilgrims and strangers and visitors in the earth. So if we are earth creature, how can we be strangers and pilgrims and visitors in a place that where we were born into originally? We are not original earthlings. We are heavenly creatures. And the Lord said to me, when the war broke out in heaven, there was much confusion and many of you doubted. And he said, because of unbelief, you were separated from me. And you know the scripture said, there is the scripture in the New Testament. I wish I had looked for that scripture. I think I'm going to try and find that scripture right now. Because of unbelief. It's the scripture, Hebrews. Okay. It's in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19. Let me see here. I like the King James Version. I like the King James Version of the Bible. Okay, where is it? Okay, verse 19. Let me see if this is the same thing I'm looking for here. Let me read from verse 18, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 18. And so to whom swear he that they shall not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not. So that we see that they could not, that this is not the scripture I'm looking for. There's a scripture that says because of unbelief, they could not enter in. Because of unbelief, they were separated. The scripture said because of unbelief, they were separated from him, from the Father. But if they abide not still in unbelief, they would be grafted back in. That's the scripture I'm looking for. So once again, the scripture tells us, the folks, the Father said to me, when the war broke out in heaven, there was much confusion. And because of the confusion, many of you doubted, including me, including many of you. He said, but if you, the scripture said, when because of unbelief, you were separated from me. So folks, because of unbelief, we were separated from the Father. Because of unbelief, we were separated from the Father, and it happened during the war. When the war broke out in heaven, how do you think we ended up here? How do you think we ended up here? And the scripture said, but because of unbelief, they were separated from him. But if you abide not still in unbelief, you will be grafted back in. The scripture also tells us that one-third of the angels of heaven fell. One-third of the angels of heaven, folks. That's legions and legions and legions. Millions, billions upon billions of angels. Billions of angels over the period since Adam and Eve. Billions and billions of angels fell. And the scripture tells us, because of unbelief, we were separated from him. Folks, when I sought the Lord on this, the Father showed me. He said, many of you were confused as to all the confusion that was going on in heaven with Lucifer and the other band of angels that band together to try to overthrow the Father. Many of us were influenced by everything Lucifer was saying against our Heavenly Father. And instead of we continue to believe and trust in our Heavenly Father the way we are used to doing it, there was so much confusion based on what the other angels were saying and doing, based on what Lucifer, the story that was going around, and we sat on the fence and we did not defend the Most High. We did not sought the Lord in what's going on. And it wasn't, I don't believe it was a one-time thing. I don't believe it was an incident where it just happened once. I believe this deception was going on for a while, and we kept it to ourselves, and doubt about our Heavenly Father entered into our heart, which is unbelief. The Father said, because of the confusion, many of us doubted. Many of us doubted him. And the Father said, because of unbelief, you could not stay in my holy presence. So there was unbelief in many of us. And the Father said to me, you know, he sent us here. He had to send us here. He had to separate us from him. And why did we come? Why did some of us come here in the flesh, and then there's Lucifer and the other angels that are still angelic beings? It's a decision that both of us, like when the Father created us, we, just like we have to make a decision whether to accept him, whether to believe him, whether to trust in him, whether to love him, every single one of us have a choice to make. So it was when we were in heaven. We had a choice to make. We had a choice to either come here in the flesh and have the opportunity to be redeemed or to be salvaged, to get to receive salvation from the Lord through him coming and putting on flesh. The Bible also tells us, but because of the children had on flesh. He himself put on flesh like us to come here and to save us. And we had to make a choice whether we want to come here in the flesh to be saved and to return back to him, to be grafted back in again. I have to find these scriptures for my next episode. So we are going to be grafted back in, into the Father's, into Yeshua's side. That's another, oh Lord. Now the rabbit hole goes deeper and deeper. So folks, let me tell you something. Many of you out there who feel out of place, who feel as if you don't belong, who feel as if nobody loves me. Listen, I feel like this every single day. I don't belong here. Sometimes I feel like my body's like a cocoon, and I'm like a butterfly trying to escape, trying to get out of me. I feel as if I'm cracking up sometimes, in a sense that I feel like I want to escape out of my body and just fly away and be at rest. You know, I want to go home. You know, I look towards heaven all the time. I look towards sometimes. I mean, I need to get back to that point again. I remember the days when I would wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, oh, we are still here. Sometimes I wake up next day and I'm like, oh my God, we are still here. And so, folks, those of us who look forward to his coming, do not give up. Do not stop. Because we, the angels in the flesh who came here to be redeemed by our Heavenly Father, we are wrestling against principalities and powers in high places. We are wrestling against the fallen angels, Lucifer and the fallen angels. We are wrestling against the demonic realm. We are wrestling against the children of the fallen angels, the star children, the ones that are in high places of government, of the so-called religion, of the high places of society, the Rockefellers, the J.P. Morgans, the Trumps, I can't even name them right now. My mind is blank, but we are wrestling against all these people who are making the laws for us to enslave us further. And that's why there is a struggle going on in the world, just like there is a struggle in the heavenlies against angels against angels. There's a struggle. There's a war going on in the heavenlies. The good angels of God are fighting against the fallen angels that are still you know, in the spiritual in their spiritual body and in the demonic realm. And we are wrestling against the influence of the fallen angels through their children, which are the seed of the fallen angels. And this is why we see all this bloodshed in the world. This is why we see all this hate, this hatred in the world. This is why we see in all this wickedness in the world. This is why we see in this struggle, this constant struggle between good and evil, light and darkness. And hate, it is a vicious battle. Come quickly, Lord, come quickly. Folks, I'll have to continue on. I will have to continue this message because this is the last seconds of this. But this is a good one. I encourage you guys to tune in next time. But and pray. We have to pray, oh God. Okay. Love you guys in Christ, and I will talk to you next time. I believe tomorrow at 6:30, tune in, so we can continue on this message. Love you guys in Jesus. Stay safe in these perilous times that we are living in. May God bless and keep each and every single one of you. as we continue on this journey back to Him.